Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting second. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score. The Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Brett steals second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull moves to third. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball four. Balboni moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Balboni moves to third. Quirk moves to second. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Balboni scores. Quirk moves to third. Pecota moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Pecota moves to third. Thurman moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Pecota scores. Thurman moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. the Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Gallego reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. There goes Tettleton trying to get to home. Tartabull throws the ball into White, who relays the ball to Quirk, who tags Tettleton, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-3, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Brett reaches second base with a double. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Jose Rijo now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Balboni hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier, who is chasing the ball. Balboni reaches third base with a triple. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Pecota steals second. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thurman strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pecota moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 8-5, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Brian Harper pinch hits for Stan Javier. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Brian Harper. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Gallego scores. Griffin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Royals. Buddy Black now pitching. Mike Davis pinch runs for Reggie Jackson. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Kittaret now pitching. Mike Davis now playing right field. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Eric Plunk now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. John Davis now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pecota hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thurman moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive towards short. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Polonia. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Polonia steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Polonia moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Tony Phillips pinch hits for Mike Davis. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Polonia tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Royals. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 7. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Matt Sinatro now catching. Luis Polonia now playing right field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up beyond second. Bernazard can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Balboni strikes out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sinatro and he is safe. White steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. White scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 10-7, Royals. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to third. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.